What's happening?
Hey, everybody.
Y'all know this is here. This Bush.
I'm Lisa Lou.
And this is What's Shaking with the Bushes.
Welcome to a brand new episode.
Yeah. So, you already know. If you new, if you old, you already know I'm going to jump right into the word. So, let's go. Bars.
All
right,
then.
So, we're coming out of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. And it says, read, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to upslur authority over the man, but to be in silence. Silence.
Oh, my God.
Silence.
Okay.
That was out the Bible.
Okay. Okay. I don't allow a woman to teach a man or tell him what to do. She must listen quietly.
Say, what was that last part?
Quietly.
No. The whole sentence.
The whole sentence? Oh, okay.
She must what?
She must listen.
What? Keep going.
Quietly.
Okay. What were we at? 1 Timothy, right?
Yeah.
Chapter 2.
Yeah.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Bible said the woman must listen quietly. Okay. That's all. Okay, good.
Uh-uh.
Okay, then. So that must be, this must be a prequel. Prequel? A pre...
What is it? I don't know.
Pre-something. Prequel?
A prelude.
Prelude to what we're going to be talking about? Pretty much. Okay, then. I like that. Okay, then. So,
if you say so.
Before we jump off into that, hey, man. Hey, listen, y'all. Y'all need to go and...
Follow What's Shaking with the Bushes on Spotify.
And?
Follow Bush with a Brush on Facebook.
And?
Share What's Shaking with the Bushes with all of your family and friends.
And also?
Request a service from Bush with a Brush.
And do not forget to?
Comment on the posts and answer the questions as we might post them.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. Follow them Bushes on Instagram.
You got to follow us, too.
And on Facebook.
That's not asking for much.
Y'all might think it's asking for
but a lot, it's not.
But it's not. It's real simple.
It's helping a lot of other people see what we're doing. So help. Yeah. Run it up.
That's right.
So let's jump into this.
Okay. Today we're talking about gender roles.
Gender
roles. That's what it sounds like. Like gender roles, things dealing with baby showers.
Mm-hmm. Positions of sex, I guess.
Yes.
Because that's into it, too. We're going to talk about all that. Hey, babe, we get this one going to be juicy.
Gender reveal parties. Mm-hmm. We're all over the place.
Yep, this one is here. But first, let's jump off into the week, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going off into the school stuff still. You know, we're going to keep talking about school until it's time for another, you know what I'm saying? Because school is right now at the hype. And they can't get right.
Lord, bars. Have mercy. So, you know, the youngest boy is in 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't want to say he's struggling. But you know how the kids go through that transitional period. I mean, they're in a different level in education.
Yeah.
You had a new environment because he did. He wanted to go to this school.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say what school it is because that's our business.
That's our business.
But, he chose to go to this school, which is great. But it's been challenging because the teachers are kind of...
washed.
Yeah. Washed. I guess, yeah. It's like they kind of...
They have no backbone.
They a little stiff.
They jellies. They jellyfish.
They petty.
Very much so.
Emailing me about what he said in class. I mean, he's your responsibility while he's in your class.
Can't do nothing about it.
What do you want me to do?
To get off of work and come and handle that? No.
Right. We talk to them about everything every single day of the week. So it's like, chill.
Yeah, I need to take care of that.
Handle it. He doesn't like the English teacher. I guess he's petty.
Yeah.
Pettier and too serious. And I guess the workload is heavy. And he made the basketball team.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to get, hey, listen, I told the boy, it's going to be hard work. They say practice make perfect. That's bull crap. Practice don't make perfect. Ain't nothing perfect. Practice make you better.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, yeah. I told him, he said, well, I think he told you, that it was getting a little difficult.
Yeah. And I'm like, you got to keep
going.
He was so tired.
You got to keep going. This is new to you. Your body got to get adjusted. When your body get adjusted, then you can keep pushing. Then also, he got hit in the face by a girl.
He did. Look, heifer.
First girl knocked him in the socket. Knocked him dead in his socket. So, I guess mayonnaise, he got, you know what I'm saying?
He accidentally tapped her or something, and she turns around and starts swinging on him and stopped. And she started up again and hit him right in the eye.
And I told him, you got to always be aware. Don't be prepared. What did I say? What they say?
Be ready. Stay ready.
Yep. And I tell him that all the time. He told me, I just put my guard down for a second. That's that time when you got popped. Mm-hmm. So I guess he got a little homegirl who's going to handle the business for him. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
He told me to mind my business because I was for it. I was like, I can't go down there and hit the little girl. Nope. So I was like, if she want to be ride or die for you, let her go ahead. Yeah. That ain't my problem.
So let's jump off into this now.
All right, y'all. So, gender reveal parties. Mm-hmm. I want to know, why is that even a thing? Like, are they still a thing? Hmm. What you think about it?
I don't like it.
You know?
I mean, I do and I don't. It's like one of them situations where, hey, okay, we're revealing the gender of our baby. Mm. Yay. But on the other hand, it's like, so is our business.
I feel like it's
everything got to be
money wasted.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yay, we can quote unquote try to invite people, but it's like, what's the point of inviting people to something that we already know the people in our group anyway, we know that it's not finna really bring anything to the table.
No.
They're gonna be having their handouts.
Of course.
They're gonna have their handout all the time. So that's why I say with us and where the life saying we in, because we different. We, our group, our people are small, if not even
a little circle.
It's a dot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a piece of dust.
The circle ain't never been around. Huh?
Never. It's always whatever. So, you know, with that being said, I feel like that's why it would be difficult for us to have that. And then on the other hand, it's our business what it is or not.
Yeah,
they ain't gonna be there to help to raise the child.
You don't have to necessarily have anything big. You know what I'm saying? You can do it in the house, get some cupcakes, have somebody that knows the secret go place the order at the cupcake shop and do it at home. But I mean, yeah, to each his. I think I would want to be surprised the day the baby comes.
Yeah, right.
Like,
that's
again,
the whole
take
big,
it back to the
yeah,
old school.
Exactly. Why everything has to be so announced now?
Well, you know what?
Everything is announced.
That dang social media. You see, so you know, 13 years ago.
That's when it came out.
Yeah, this girl, Jenna Carvundis, she could have took a custom cake. I'm sorry if I pronounce her name wrong.
Right. Go ahead.
And so she, the cake had pink frosting, or maybe the inside of the cake was pink or whatever. And it announced that she was having a baby girl. And her blog post went viral. And everybody started doing.
And what year was this again?
It was 13 years ago.
That's
so
why.
It's new. Do the math.
It was new.
It was 2009,
some
I guess.
People wasn't doing that. So, yep.
Yeah. Yep. All those. What type of
and
videos?
She was white.
Of course she was.
Well, white. Duh. See, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, her name was Jenny Carvundis. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to pronounce her last name. So don't even ask me to do it. Because I ain't doing it.
Yeah, but I think that was actually, it was creative. Like,
yeah, but no. I feel like no. No.
Nah, people been getting
mind
hurt.
Your business.
Lately. We're doing the most.
Mind your business. They're getting out of control with it. Explosives and everything else. Mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with those ultrasounds, you can't really tell me you can tell what the heck that is. That's a bunch of.
You can.
I can't see it. I guess this is a woman thing compared to a man thing. You know what I'm saying? I guess we are different because I can't see it. It's like dots.
They're trained to look at those things.
I will see, you know what I'm saying? No, I need to see the image fully. Like,
you can see a little penis outline.
I don't need outlines. I need what?
Yes, on an ultrasound, you can tell if it's a boy.
No, fam. not finna. Nope. I guess I ain't. Mm-mm. Anyway, we're gonna move on from that.
Okay.
What else you got?
Okay. So since we're still talking about gender, okay, baby showers, y'all.
Now, okay, that's a good question.
I want to know, did you have your significant other or spouse or whatnot, did you have your husband there at the baby shower?
See.
When y'all had a baby.
See, in my younger years, I'm sitting back trying to remember. I remember one. My mama accidentally took me to. I wasn't supposed to be there, I guess. But she brought me anyway because my daddy wasn't finna watch me. He was doing, running around in the streets,
mm-hmm.
working and whatnot. And what I can remember, it was such a blur. It was a lot of, I can't really remember now. I remember cupcakes.
Yeah.
I remember a bunch of them stringer things.
It's out of decorations.
Mm-hmm. I remember it's a blur because I was young.
Yeah. It probably wasn't no other little boys
there. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, you know, back in the day.
And I was running like, around the house.
Supposed to be there.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. So why was that even a thing?
So I think,
what is the point of it?
The point of the baby shower?
Yes.
It's the shower the mother with gifts and stuff.
Why?
Gifts and love.
Just her.
Because, okay, so here's the tradition. I think back during the, what was it, World War II or something? World War I? I don't know. One of those wars back in the day. I ain't doing my research.
Mm-hmm.
Back when the men were away, you know, they had come home, probably hid and go back to the war. And
okay.
Babies.
Okay, then.
So they were there, right? So the women would shower the mama with gifts because she didn't have no help. Her husband went there. And she needed help with stuff. So you know what I'm saying? So it was like, here. Because the woman, all she did was cook and clean and make babies all day, take care of the kids. She wasn't getting shit else. So that was a way to shower the mom. So, and they just kept the tradition going. I mean, don't look at me like that. I didn't.
I'm digesting it. Okay. I'm seeing what you're saying. I'm being open minded. I'm just, you know, it's just a lot. Like, everything is, it seems like it's catered around the woman.
Because we're still stuck at two different time places.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, when is things going to get caught up to getting caught up? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
When is the man going to get the equal opportunity? The same as the woman. It took two to tango.
When is given to him?
What?
I feel like that woman.
It's never given.
The woman has to.
We
you know,
never get nothing.
I mean, if I have a baby shower or something, you're invited.
I'm going to beat her regardless.
So you saying, so what you saying is... You want like a man's baby shower or something?
No. We're gonna stop. We're gonna rechange this whole word you just saying. What? For us. Okay. So it's gonna be called, like you said, man shower.
A man shower?
Yep. Keep it in the same realm.
So what, y'all got baby showers? What do you get? This, but it's for the babies, baby stuff. So it's not for the women.
But listen, the man needs stuff too. He gonna need
like
to put forth effort for the baby. He gonna need homeboys to contribute Pampers, bottles, clothes. What? Well, y'all get the same stuff. Why we can't get the same stuff?
So why not just combine?
What happened if it's a boy?
Still
we should be having
a
man shower. Y'all shouldn't get it. If we having a boy, yeah, you invited, but your women friends not.
But you're not the one who's going
dot,
to
dot,
give
dot.
Birth.
Dot, dot, dot. Dot. Dot,
that's why dot. I said you can just come to the baby shower.
No. Why? I mean, but see, that's the thing. Well, if we're going to just meet in, I got to bring some friends.
Of course. It'll be cool.
We just have a party.
Yeah. Y'all got to bring gifts.
Yeah. But I still don't, I don't know. Because I get two parties for one baby. Y'all get the baby shower. Then y'all get that other thing. The gender reveal party now.
That's stupid. That's not even a requirement. It's just not.
But it's here now.
It's not a requirement, though.
But it's here now, though.
And it's fine.
No, it's not fine. Everything is not peaches and cream and lima beans and baked beans.
Just saying, like, you can't worry about what other people be doing.
All right, let's take a breather. We're gonna come back and we're gonna get on some other stuff.
Grown folk stuff.
This here is dead. We're done talking about this. I don't want to talk about it no more. We're gonna get into some serious business. Lord business stuff. So, all right, y'all, get your snacks and all that. We're gonna be right back. Bars.
Hey y'all, I'm Lisa Liu, half of Them Bushes. I'm here to tell y'all about Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up the most trending articles on the web on topics you choose at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time ever, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing. Stop scrolling and start listening. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports, tech, business, science, Bitcoin, or even Kanye and them Kardashians. It will find you the latest articles and read them to you aloud. And they have podcasts as well. Explores trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, What's Shaking with the Bushes, is there too. I even started using it as my default podcast app. They have digital radio also. Download and use Newsly for free now from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description, and use promo code BUSHES and you can receive 1 month free premium subscription. Thank you guys for listening.
All right.
Okay, y'all. So, did y'all know that, I'm just going to say
it.
Dick riding classes are a thing now. There, I said it. And it threw me off a lot because it's like, damn. A class?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know?
Women lazy when it comes to sex. They don't think outside. They don't think right there in the moment, like, the situations where their body can do and can't do.
Certain I guess. Ways
you gotta do things to get things up and keep it up.
Okay, well, listen.
You just can't jump on anything and be like, yeah, I know what I'm doing, and get on there and be like, what? What is going on here?
So the question is,
mm-hmm. Come on with that.
Who puts in more work?
Oh.
I guess that's the question. And that's a tough question.
No, it ain't. I got an easy answer for you. Men.
Listen, I feel like
then what?
A lot of the positions require the man to be on top.
I'm gonna listen to this. I'm gonna indulge you in it.
I just do. Like, I don't have.
I'm gonna shut it down. Come on.
I don't have like a bunch of the different positions on me right now to demonstrate, because we can't demonstrate on.
Voice.
Yeah, by voice but, anyway, but...
Use your imagination.
Yeah, like, is it...
I mean, we got... I'm gonna get the Pacific one. I'm gonna just say the Pacific ones. It's maybe like 3-4, maybe. We got the side. I call that the side. That's what I call that, okay? With the one leg over. I mean, when you're on your back and I'm on the side... That's one. And your legs up.
And then over. It's side to side. It's
side to side.
Sideways, you know.
Yeah. Okay, laying down. Then we got the regular degler with the eagles. Spread eagle. Okay. We got the wolf, the doggy. from the backside.
Okay.
And those pretty much are your basics, your generalization of for the men. The only one y'all pretty much have is on top.
We got the on top. We got the reverse cowgirl.
That's still on top.
But I mean,
that still on top.
And then still the on other, top. The other, like Kama Sutra positions and whatnot, or that's what? Somewhat equal. But I mean, there's only so many different positions that's...
What?
So that's not our fault. That's what I'm trying to get at.
What?
It ain't on
you
us.
You digging. And it you ain't got nothing to dig with.
I'm just saying.
What? No. I'm saying the men do all the work. Do all of it. We lifting and humping. And holding ourselves up.
We helping.
How what? What? Okay. All right. Helping by making noises. Is okay, I guess. They're keeping this. I guess you want to call it a team player. You know, making noise, yeah, and keeping the move going. Just laying there, being quiet is not going to help. But I guess if you want to say that. But other than that, we're doing all the work. We're sweating, humping, and pumping, and y'all just there.
We just there.
Maybe holding your leg up. Oh, maybe giving us encouragement by making a couple of moans and groans. Maybe patting us on the back like we're doing good. You know what I'm saying?
What
maybe kissing on us. Like, yeah, keep going. You're hitting, grab a breast or two. You know what I'm saying? Because you got two hands, somebody will grab both. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of thing?
It's more radical for y'all, I think, than us. And we put in more work. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Get you to understand that. I'm going to shut it down. I'm shutting it down. We do way more work. We do way more work. Wait till we get a YouTube page. I can see our facial expressions. We got to talk about this so we can get video of it.
I don't know how to feel about this.
Because, like I say, we do way more. Only y'all got two positions on top. Everything else we doing, sideways, what I'm doing, I'm grabbing you and moving you.
So what are you back. Saying? Like
you grabbing her and moving, I'm grabbing you.
Y'all want to be lifted up and stuff? And
hold on, time like, out. Who's lifting what? I am a grown man. You ain't picking me up like no baby.
I don't understand.
Well, how is you going to wait a minute? Time out. Nope. You should never say it that. We got to get to the bottom of this one here. Lift me up like how?
I don't know.
No.
I'm trying to understand.
You ain't being specific on what you're talking about. What is the lift me up part? What do you mean?
You saying, yeah,
lifting me up like... You saying you picking me up like we're lifting weights and you doing squats and you know what I'm saying? You giving me oral and I'm in the air touching the ceiling type stuff. That's the type of lifting up you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Like your name Helga and type stuff? What? I mean. No.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Is that a fantasy?
Is you picking me up like a baby in your arms? Like, oh, like you picking me up like you curling. Like I'm a barbell and you curling. You just. You know what I'm saying? You doing, you giving me. You know what I'm saying? Fellatio that way? That's the only way I can see you picking me up. Everything else is obsolete. I don't know where you're going with that. That's the only way. That's the only thing that's up there in that vicinity I can, with a hole.
I guess I don't get.
So,
I don't understand. The request. Like, okay.
That's what I'm trying to.
Since you're saying that y'all put in more work.
Like that last episode when I told you about how we need to go ahead, women need to go ahead and just start giving gifts to men randomly. Just random gifts. I'm still waiting on my random gift.
Listen, you just got a random gift.
I put money in. No. What?
You got that back. So that was random.
You going there?
I'm just
saying. We're going all the way there. Okay, well, all right, we want to go there then. I just randomly put a gift in yours, too. The car, the battery. I didn't know that you needed that. I was gifted a foster child from the beginning. That car is your child. And I was just fosterly. Here, oh, yeah, I might need some work done. Not knowing, blindly, not knowing what she needed because I didn't drive it on the regular.
I mean, shit, listen.
So, but that's off. New that girl there.
Right.
We back on this, back on.
This is a lot.
Like I say, at the end of the day, the men do all the work. I got y'all back all day, like flat tires on a Cadillac. bars just like that.
So you just you want this you want role reversal.
I mean, what? That's what I'm just saying. Ain't no role reversal, nothing. Y'all can't listen. Ain't no way, boy. Only way I feel like you can hunt me back if we're in a certain position. Like if it's hanging off the bed. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do that in them dogs.
And I'm holding you up.
Listen, that's a whole nother
Or we sitting in or it's a certain position
where it's equal.
Where you can throw it up or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm on top.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, we the ones throwing it on you. We the ones in hitting the spots and all that. Yeah. Going in going deep off in there and say, hey. I ain't finna get real explicit. I can, but I'm not. I'm trying to keep it like kinda R, not X. PG-13's out the window.
TVMA.
No. Explicit lyrics on the cassette tape.
The parental advisory.
There it is. Warning. That's what's going on right now. So
I guess. But
nope.
But if that being said, I guess since y'all do more work,
maybe the only thing that's allegedly. And then that's the thing. Only work I really do per se is fellatio. And that's like I'm not saying for everybody, but I'm just saying in general, most black women don't like to do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, I'm just saying they think they frown upon it.
How do you know this?
I don't know this, exactly. But I know this.
I'm like, man, I guess what the women that you've dealt with.
I mean, maybe. No, I'm just saying, period. Like, I don't know. It might be a different time. They might like doing it now.
Right. This is 2022.
But, like I say.
And y'all got toys and stuff now.
Who so. Doing that? Don't. We're not going all the way in there. This is not, I'm old school. You better, what God gave you is what God gonna use. What God gave you is what we gonna use. I'm not. No.
You don't
want
to mess with the...
No, I ain't doing it. Don't you say it. So it ain't that. Because this ain't it. Okay? You use it on that rose thing on you all day, every day, and get them draws too. But that 3,000, you can keep that. Keep that in the box.
You don't want to try it.
Keep that in the box. In the stores. On the shelf.
Try it.
Oh, no.
Don't give a review.
I know. As I blink really hard.
So, no. So listen.
No.
Wait. So, say, what if I got it, right? It's a gift.
Okay, I'm going to let you go ahead and keep going.
Would you try it?
No. No.
I guess.
No, ain't no guess about it. Ain't no I guess. You just be like, yep, be fun. I get it. For who?
For you.
How?
What you mean how?
Won't you just give what God gave you?
I'm just saying. This is
why do I got to use a motor vehicle?
It's the experience.
The thing look like it's going to rip my penis off.
No, it's not. You got to use lubricants.
That's the... No. Yeah, exactly. Your mouth.
Well,
I
guess. So you're saying no sex toys at all.
So you mean tell me. All right.
Because I thought we were trying to make this an equal opportunity experience.
Mm-mm. You mean tell me that if I come with somebody come up with an invention that's like something like, okay, I'm going to say it, bump it. Like my penis, right? And they made a mold. I made a mold. And you know what I'm saying? Boom. You can take it with you. So you mean to tell me you're going to take it with you all the time? If you feeling the urge and I ain't around, you get you a quickie in.
I mean, it's...
That's what basically that's saying, too. That's what I think the gawk is.
You, but
it's quickie.
The rose, she ain't around. That's not the same thing.
But I'm saying, though, somebody come... I know that. the rose is, it almost is. It almost is, y'all. So let's not even compare.
I guess.
The rose do things that I can't do.
Actually. Oh, but anyway, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode.
No, what do you mean?
That was a real interesting.
What's going on here? What is this talking about? We ain't done. What are you talking about? What are you trying to end this early for? What you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know. I ain't even had no more to say.
So you admit that the men do more?
I'm not even going to.
Okay, let me rephrase that. For me and you. For me and you. Me
I
and
disagree.
You. Me and you. So you say, I don't do more.
You do a lot.
So you just don't want to. You just don't want to just give me mine, huh?
No.
Because you know. Because you know the truth. You know the truth. So, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. All right, people. You heard it.
I'm pleading the fifth.
You heard it.
Right now.
You heard it. You heard. So, you know. Just think, ponder about that. That's just a conversation you have with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That conversation be, hey, who do most of the work? But if y'all, you know what I'm saying, of different body statures, then too, that would be a little bit different too. If you were slim and itty bitty, you know what I'm saying? You'll probably be able to do a little bit more different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you was itty bitty slim.
That's anyway.
But you ain't, so you can't.
Y'all catch us on the next episode. Tune in. Follow us on Spotify, please and thank you.
Run it up, man. Hey,
run hit it the up. Notification button.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because we be coming live, like Channel 5. We cool on Channel 2. So, shoot, y'all know what to do. Hit the subscribe, comment, and all that other stuff. Scooby-Dooby-Doo! That was whack. We're going to keep that. No, we're going to edit that out. No, we're going to keep that in. Yeah, we're going to keep that in. We edit that out. Bump that. That shit was trash, but whatever. Keep 100. All right, y'all. We get back with y'all next time. So, we're going to see y'all later. Deuces.